Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, big issue. Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, big issue.
Hey. My name's Ron Heap. I'm 69 years old. I should be 70 in September.
Don't be shy. Give us a try.
Worked all my life. I did 22 years in the forces. Come out of the forces not having a clue what I was going to do. Saw an advert, trained to become a driving instructor, and I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Went to be a driving instructor, basically because I didn't have to write anything down.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, loved it. Loved every minute of it. Went to renew my instructor's licence, which you have to do every 4 years. Checked my eyesight. My eyesight has deteriorated quite a lot, and I couldn't read the registration number at the required distance. So they took my instructor's licence off me, and my world just fell apart. I'd had 50 years where I'd gone to work every day in the army and as a driving instructor. Once I lost that structure, everything just went...
Was this all with your family?
Yeah.
Who was your family?
Tracy is my daughter. Anne was my wife. When I started drinking, she left me. I can only blame myself. I can't blame anybody else. Do you know what I mean? We're great friends, even now. Tracy's done really, really well. I'm really proud of her.
People tend to think that it's a big jump to end up, you know, from having a home to being homeless.
It's not.
So how did it happen?
It just creeps up on you. It literally just creeps up on you. When me and my wife parted, I went and lived in a flat. Then all of a sudden you think, hang on a minute, what's going on here? I'm not earning any money, I'm not getting anywhere, I'm not doing anything, I'm just drinking myself silly. And I was quite lucky I could just turn it off and stop. I didn't pay the rent, so the landlord kicked you out, and then you're homeless.
And then what happened? Where did you go?
You rough it, all right? You learn very quickly, being on the streets, where it's safe and where it's not. And I come into central London. Being in the army made it easy for me to find places that nobody was going to cause me any problems. Do you know what I mean? I slept under the Savoy.
Is that on the Strand?
Between the Strand and the Thames. I spent 6 months sleeping in a van on NATO exercises in Germany, in snow and God knows what. I'd just come accustomed to it. I could always find somewhere dry to sleep, always. Do you know what I mean? Purely through my army training. I could look at a place and say, it's safe to sleep over there. Yes, it's rough. You know, you're 69 years old and it's -1 in the morning. It's bloody cold, right? You know what I mean? There's no two ways about it. It's cold. But that's the circumstances I was in. I accepted it and got on with it. You see, I don't take help very easily. My daughter doesn't know anything about me sleeping rough, nor does my ex-wife. They would go spare if they found out. All right? I've never told them. There's no reason why I should worry them with it. And I kept it to myself.
So how long were you sleeping rough for?
About 18 months.
What did you think would happen to you?
You don't think that. You do one day at a time. I just do one day at a time. Do you know what I mean? Don't plan things. Whatever happens, it happens.
So how did you get out of the situation?
Becky, basically. I sell the big issue outside the crypt in St Martin's Lane. Becky works for Connections, round the corner from me. So she park a bike, she'd come up, go, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Beck, how's it doing? Da, 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 and away she'd go. One day, she comes past and says to me, here, Ron, you don't know anybody that's homeless. And I didn't have time to think. And I said, yes, I am. And she nearly fell over. She went, what? I went, I'm homeless. When you finished here today, come in and see me. And for weeks she said to me, come in and see me, come in and see me. Come. And I go, yeah, I'll come in tomorrow, I'll come in tomorrow, I'll come in tomorrow. Just didn't go in, didn't go anywhere near it. Because I didn't want the help.
Why didn't you want the help?
Because I've always relied on myself. I don't rely on other people at all.
You didn't want to have to reach out to other people?
No, not at all. The way I've been brought up, I suppose. I didn't want help from anybody. It's my life, I'll handle it how I want to handle it, not how somebody else wants me to handle it. And Becky kept asking me. And in the end, she literally grabbed hold of me and dragged me into the office. Sat me down and said, right, what's your situation? Give her all the information. She said, right, let me fill all this form out for you. And she filled the form out for me there and then.
Did she hand it over to you to fill in?
Yeah, and then I said, look, I can't fill that in. She went, OK, no problems, Ron, I'll do it for you. She didn't put me down. She didn't make me feel awkward about it. She just filled it out.
Your resistance to getting help, was that connected at all to the fact that you knew that you couldn't do things like filling in forms?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was connected?
Oh yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Becky was the first person I ever admitted it to, that I couldn't do it. And then when I went to Sean, he had a pile of papers.
Who was Sean?
The magician.
Why do you call him the magician?
Because he worked magic for me, right? Do you know what I mean? He really did. He got me my travel card. I get a pension now each week. He helped me open a bank account so I can get my pension paid in and things like that. And he's been brilliant. He really, really has. I can't praise the bloke enough. And Becky got me the hostel in Catford Bridge where I am now. It's not big, but it's comfortable, it's nice, it's warm and it's quiet.
And you have a room of your own?
You've got a room of your own. And I'm quite happy there, you know what I mean? And the connections have been brilliant to me. I can't praise them enough. Because they helped me, they got me out of the hole, which I couldn't have got out on my own. They give me a really big leg up to having a nice, comfortable life that I've got now, compared to what I had when I was sleeping rough. Do you know what I mean? I can pay my bills, I can feed myself. You know, I can have a shower when I want to have a shower. You know, which when you're sleeping out on the road, you can't.
So how do you spend your days now?
Well, I do the big issue.
Cheers, all the best.
And what this does, it gets me up in the morning and gets me out of the house, hostel where I am now. And it gives me a system. And that's why I do it.
Give it a try. Big issue.
I finish here at 10 o'clock. And I have the same procedure in the mornings. Go and have a coffee. Once I go coffee, go to the library in Leicester Square. I read the Financial Times, cover to cover. Normally takes me about an hour, hour and 10 minutes. All right, do that, and then I go around and see all my mates. And I do the same thing every morning. I read the news. Every evening I watch the evening news. It's just habit. It's just something I watch my dad do and I do. And it was only a little while ago that I really clicked, oh, hang on a minute, as bad as your dad. You know what I mean? But reading's not a problem. Spelling is just forget it.
You look well, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Everything going all right?
Yeah, can't grumble.
Yeah. There you go, Ron.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're a scholar. She always, always stops and gives another chat. In the winter, she'll always bring me a hot coffee. Always does in the winter.
How do you see your future?
I don't know. I don't do futures. Sorry. As I said to you before, I really don't. You know, I do day to day.
So you have no plans?
No. I've got no worldly plans. I'd like to travel a bit more. Everything that's happened to me has happened because of me, not by somebody else. You know, I can't blame anybody else for me sleeping rough. It was me. I didn't pay the rent. I didn't pay the bills. I can't blame anybody else.
But it was a result of your eyesight and you losing your job.
Yeah, but that's just life, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's just the way it happened.
So you talked a little bit about your wife and separating from her, mm-hmm. and your daughter, and that they had no idea that you were homeless.
No.
But they know where you are now.
No.
They don't?
No. I speak to Tracy.
Your daughter?
Yeah, every Sunday at 6 o'clock. Either I'll phone her or she'll phone me. She never asks, so I don't tell. We meet probably once every 6 months or so, and we'll go and have lunch. Do you know what I mean? I don't look like I'm a rough sleeper, right? Because I've always reasonably turned out. So she would have no reason to pick it up, and there's no reason for her to know. My ex-wife's now remarried. If they find out, then I'll tell them. If they ask, I'll tell them, but they don't ask. So why tell them? Do you know what I mean? There's no point, you know. It's not a secret. It's not, you know. I don't want to put any pressure on them to feel that they've got to give me a room or pay me bills or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I look after myself. I survive mainly by myself. Until I come to Connections, it was always by myself. I always survived on my own. You can keep here behind the barriers.
So was this where you
used to be? Yeah, I used to keep here quite regular. Yeah, just here.
This was your spot?
Yeah, one of the spots. You sleep here. If it rains, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get wet.
Because you're undercover here, but sometimes
cold.
You go out the back.
Yeah, I've slept out here. They were a good friend when I needed one. When I needed somebody to talk to, they were there to talk to me.
You just doss down wherever you can, you tend to. But I always knew I could sleep round the corner there. You know what I mean? And it's not as noisy. It's always...
When I needed help with the paperwork, they were there to help. I couldn't have got out the hole without them.